Peter, there was plenty of entertainment there. You've got your points and denied them one, but they stretched you.
Yeah, we knew they would. You know, they're a quality team with a lot of strength and depth. And, of course, we all know, you know, quite a few of their riders are track specialists here. So we expected a tough night, and so it proved. But we prevailed in the end, which I'm delighted about.
And it's not, or it doesn't always have to be Freddie Lindgren leading the way, which I know you want to see Freddie in good form. Everybody always does. But it doesn't hurt to see others come into the fort now and then.
No, Freddie spent all afternoon with Wolverhampton Wanderers Football Club, who we're indebted to today because he's got a back and neck and shoulder problems. But their physiotherapy department has been golden with him today and got him to the point where he could ride. But, you know, as you saw, he was, you know, nowhere near his best, and 6 points from him is his lowest return here in a home match for a long time. So if you'd have told me before the start that Freddie was going to return 6 points, I would have been really worried. But it just shows that the rest of the team's got sufficient strength, you know, to step up and fill in those gaps.
It is. Is there anything long-lasting with Freddie? Is he just going to be one of those things he'll work through?
He's had this before. Mm. It comes and goes. So a bit of nerve damage, I think, from one or two crashes that he's had. But no, he's ridden with this before, but he's got a few days off after tomorrow. So hopefully, you know, he'll be fully fit for Saturday, which is a very important match for us now.
Well, it is. I was just going to come to that. I think people will be interested, though, and it's nice to hear that, you know, the sports clubs in the city, you know, work well together, and that, you know, you do each other a favour when you can.
Yeah, we've called on their assistance many times over the years, and you know, they're always willing to oblige, providing they've got the time. But I think the club's away on a pre-season friendly tour at the minute, so not much going on at the ground or the training ground, so they were able to accommodate us again, and we, as I say, we're very grateful to them.
That's terrific. It's great to hear. Now, as you say, big matches coming up, Oakers away there at Rye House on Saturday. He's obviously a tester, and of course Paul here next week, he's one that people really look forward to. They always do.
Yeah, another, you know, threatening opposition in the shape of Poole, who traditionally are, you know, very strong performers here. But when we were at Rye House back in April, that was their opening night of the season, and, you know, we lost. Not, you know, we weren't unconvincing, but we couldn't manage to sneak a point from that fixture. Hopefully it'll be different this time, and of course we're going back with a different team because, you know, we've made some significant team changes since those days, and hopefully we can prevail.
Yes, we saw some great riding tonight from Sam and from Jakob. It was an opportunity for Ellis Perks. Didn't have the best of good fortune all round, really. I know he's with you again, I think, isn't he, on Saturday down at Rye House, where he's gone well this season.
Yeah.
But obviously there's a bit of a vacancy to fill in for Mark Rish for a little while yet, isn't it?
Yeah, and we're not sure how long that's going to be. Depending on how long, we'll, you know, determine what we do about plugging that gap, you know, permanently. But no, he is very much in the shop window at the minute, Ellis. I think he was a bit of a bag of nerves at the start because, you know, he knows that for him to gain a permanent place here, he's got to score heavily in these matches. I hope that doesn't concern him and worry him before Saturday, because we need him to get a few there, and we'll take it from there.
Indeed, everyone will wish him luck. And just lastly, that's half of your 28 matches done. You're a point behind Bellevue at the top. That's not badly placed in a title defence.
No. And, you know, we're not halfway through the fixtures yet, I don't think, quite, are we? But certainly there's a long way to go. A lot of water got to go under the bridge between now and seeing who actually qualifies for the playoffs. Obviously, you know, we're not daft. It would be take a major collapse for us now not to make the playoffs. But I don't think, you know, since the playoffs came along, I don't think we've ever finished in the top position and given ourselves the opportunity of choosing our semi-final opposition. But it would be nice if we could do that this time. And as you say, we're on the shoulders of the leaders. And although we've got more away matches to play than they have, by the same token, there are more points available away from home. You know, you can score four there, you can only get three here.